Well, my estimation of time was pretty good, wasn't it? Because I was out of time. So, yes, recapping. First thing is there needs to be a way of being able to lock in the assistance. Secondly, there needs to be a way to express which assistance is required in some more details, even if it's just like a notes, general notes field. I'm sure that a notes field would be useful for many, many, many other reasons on a booking, rather than just simply simply assistance, even if it's just for things like don't mention the war. They're the two main things. I mean, we could possibly have made life a bit better for ourselves if we had thought to tell the people on the flight that we were on that we were going to need this. We shouldn't have to do that. I usually find that things do go better if you do, but that then means that they have to go and give the people on the ground a nudge and all that sort of stuff, and I don't know. I mean, there are some wider issues here. There's, as I say, the issue of being able to lock in the assistance. I think there needs to be better processes for managing guide dog travel, particularly when you're transiting through other countries. I think it's a bit kind of crazy that we need to get a whole health certificate and stamped by the USDA just simply so that we can transit through the UK. I think a bit of common sense needs to apply there, particularly when we've been in the UK, we'll have been in the US for such a short amount of time, just 5 days. It just seems a little nuts. And I think there also need to be some mechanisms to allow toileting of a dog without having to go through this whole thing. Even if it's like, you know, a customs officer has to be with you, fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I mean, when we did it on the way over, we were in the UK for about 10 minutes. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, it took us longer to go in, to go into the UK, you know, to go through all the customs procedures to go into the UK and then to do the corresponding border checks, etc., to get out of the UK than we actually spent in the UK. And certainly, of that 10 minutes, we probably would have spent, you know, less than half of it outside. You know, it's just crazy. I mean, surely it's not unreasonable to want to toilet a guide dog when you're passing through with international travel. You know, I mean, we were very lucky that Rosie hadn't done anything, but she could have done. And, you know, whether we pass through, look, unless you're going to get the direct Delta flight to New York, you know, from here, you're going to have to pass through somewhere. And so whether we pass through, I mean, in the last 12 months, we've flown to the United States 3 times. One time we passed through Frankfurt, another time we passed through Charles de Gaulle, and this time we passed through Heathrow. You know, these are real issues. I mean, the people who seem to deal with it the best were the Germans. They were like, okay, well, you as people will need to enter the EU. We're not going to make you go through the whole process of bringing the dog into the EU, but you will need to go through as people. So, okay, fine. But they really didn't have a problem with it. And we did it in both directions, and no one really... people were more concerned about trying to figure out what the process was going to be rather than actually causing any trouble. They were like, okay, this needs to happen. How are we going to make it happen? And that's the right attitude to have. And that was also the similar, I think, with the guy that we had on the way over this time. He was like, okay, well, this needs to happen. What do we need to do? Do we need to fill out cards? Do we need to do this? Do we need to do that? But he was all about, okay, this is going to happen. How do we do it? Whereas I think sometimes people can get... And this was the problem with this woman yesterday. She was so so much a slave... She and presumably her superior were so much a slave to the process that common sense went out the window. And it's like, you know, if no one is coming or you have a very limited amount of time, then some pragmatism needs to prevail. Say, okay, this dog has not peed for 11 hours. Surely she needs to pee. And she's going to need to pee on grass, which is going to require going through customs. So if you're going to do it, then, you know, and the personnel isn't available, then just send anyone. Like, anyone is better than nothing. because we can't go and do it ourselves. If we could go and do it ourselves, then we probably wouldn't need the guide dog, and therefore there would be no issue. So, yeah. I get the feeling sometimes that the victories that we win in terms of transport get undermined and get sort of undone. I mean, just to widen the scope a little further, you've got things like access to the online, you know, the in-flight entertainment. Most in-flight entertainment systems have an element of inaccessibility about them nowadays, whether it's because it's all touchscreen and there's no voice feedback for the touchscreens, or because it's all button-driven, but it's all on-screen menus and stuff, and there's no accessibility for that. Now, admittedly, I didn't try and use it myself, but you would think that if there was a way to use it accessibly, then someone would know about it. And I do plan to make inquiries about that because, you know, because the thing is, one of the reasons why we have all these touch screens and we have all these, you know, inaccessible menus and stuff like that is because now more is being provided for in-flight entertainment now than there ever was before. You know, you've got your traditional music channels and your films, but you also have audiobooks and other sorts of bits and pieces. And so it's a little ironic that there's audiobooks there, which of course are completely accessible to us, but we have no way to listen to them because we can't bring them up. And only in one of the four flights that we took on this particular trip did someone offer to set something up for us on the entertainment to actually listen to. As it turned out, we had foreseen this particular problem, and so we brought a book to read, which we have been very much enjoying reading and which has only just come out. So it's a new book, new read for us, and we were quite happy to read our own book. But, you know, we have flown on some of these international flights with inaccessible entertainment. And only one flight that we took last year, set of flights, had accessible entertainment. We couldn't get to the films, but we could at least listen to the music channels, which is better than nothing. And the only problem about that was that it was an 8-hour flight, and we'd heard a lot of what we wanted to hear before that. And then when we came back, it had the same recordings, which was unfortunate. I was hoping that it would have something different. Anyway, there's some of the things. That one can be solved, and I know that it can be, because Qantas have solved this problem with their in-flight stuff, and apparently Virgin Australia's stuff is accessible too, and they both do it through apps on smart devices, which isn't necessarily the way to go. But if you can make a touch screen device like an iPad accessible, then surely something can be done about these things. And I'm sure that there isn't a separate in-flight system for every single airline. I'm sure that there are companies that make these things, and it's just a matter of getting their platforms to be accessible. Anyway, I could go on and on about this stuff, and certainly the in-flight stuff isn't as important as the airport assistant stuff, but I think it's all a symptom of the same problem. We make some gains in this area, and then there's some changes that don't necessarily have anything to do with accessibility or with blind people or whatever, but they cause the victories that we made to be undermined, you know, such as the outsourcing of assistance and all this sort of stuff and advances in the transport stuff. Anyway, I'm waffling now, so I will post these. And, this doesn't really count as my second boot for today, so I will catch up at some point when I have two things to talk about in a single day. All right, talk to you good people soon. Bye-bye.